Campaign posters, billboards, newspaper, radio, and TV campaign ads. These have been the longtime ways political candidates have tried to win the hearts of voters. But the campaigns of today have been using technology to track you and reach you, and you might not have even realized it. Cliff Lampe is an assistant professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Cliff, what don't we know about the way campaigns are data mining and learning things about us, and we have no idea?
I think in the last 5 to 10 years, there's been a fairly big paradigm shift in how campaigns use data. And it's similar to how other people who want your attention use data, right? So they tie together different databases to create very complicated profiles of people. So, your voter record, for instance, is a public matter of public record, so it's easy to get access to in data mine. And that's usually where they start to create the profile about who you are as a voter. Mm-hmm. But then they can add other information. So, for instance, if you've ever volunteered for a candidate or donated money or anything like that, there's usually data around that that they can then associate with your voter record. Now, they've gotten clever, and also by the typical consumer things that are available to almost anybody with the money to spend. So that could be like the magazines that you purchase or what you regularly shop for or things like that. So they can create really nice, sophisticated profiles of people by saying, like, look, if this is a person who's donated money in the past, reads Atlantic Monthly and Mother Jones and has those delivered to their house, that's a particular type of person, and they're going to care about this set of issues different than that set of issues. And that's why they create these profiles, is because they want to micro-target their message to what's going to move that particular voter. Right? I think the end game for this is a personalized message that goes out to every individual person that speaks to the issues they care about, as opposed to a mass broadcast message to the electorate at general.
So what are they doing with this, with my profile? Am I getting a mailer? Am I getting
It's often
online?
A mailer. Okay. So, and it gets more sophisticated as in each election cycle, right? So it started off with specific mailers. So for instance, if your profile indicates you might be somebody who's more moved by environmental issues, a candidate might highlight their environmental record as opposed to their record on crime or their record on the economy.
So the Dear Cindy letter I get would be different than the Dear Cliff letter you might get.
Absolutely.
Boy, and we have no idea.
We don't. We have neighbors. We could check it out. But still, it is definitely – that's the micro-targeting goal. And I think the other goal that they're going to have is to move small areas of voters, because as we see increasingly in elections, as our polling gets better and as our return analysis gets better, a very small group of people can swing an election for an entire state, right? So if it's a small group of voters in the panhandle of Florida who are swinging a national election, the campaigns really want to be able to micro-target messages that are going to sway that group of voters, right? They don't want to depend necessarily on mass broadcast messages. So,
when we go on social media, let's say you go on your Facebook page, as many of us are wont to do, a number of times a day, are there things up there that are masking as something else that are actually targeted campaign messages?
I think masking is maybe a word I wouldn't use, but there are definitely, I think, things that are not as transparent as they could be. So, for instance, a lot of people will log into a candidate's campaign through their Facebook or Twitter feed. What that does is that gives the campaign access to the Twitter or Facebook API, which pulls a bunch of different variables about you from those social media sites. So, for instance, if you use your Facebook login to log into a candidate's website or to receive more information or to donate money or
whatever.
Or
hit the like button. Or
There's something like 100 profile fields of Facebook information that they can pull about you that they can then use to, of course, make more sophisticated models about who you are as a voter and everything.
Where do you see this going, Cliff?
I think we are going to see an area of massively personalized messages, right? So they want to basically – and, you know, I think the beneficial side of this is they know that – people can't care about everything, so they do want to inform you about the things that you do care about. The other aspect of this large data mining change that I think is a little more worrisome is the large, massive-scale social experiments that go on in email solicitations that happen. So I'm sure everybody's received emails asking for contributions to different campaigns. Mm-hmm. Well, those are all huge, massive A-B tests. They collect the information about which subject lines elicit the most money. If I get this from one candidate versus their wife, does that solicit more money from the campaign? So they're really micro-targeting to kind of create this optimal model of what's the right message, the right person, the right framework to get campaign donations from people, which is another aspect, of course, of this new media environment, that they can do these kinds of really large-scale experiments. And they've been doing that since around 2008, and they have it narrowed down fairly well in terms of how do I get the most money out of any individual contributor that I can possibly get given what we know about them.
Cliff Lampe is an associate professor at the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much, Cliff.
Thank you.